So we finished the halachot of. By the way, I was asked here by someone, one of our friends over here, to we should learn Ilchot Chanukah before Chanukah. I think he's right. Good. Chazal Hashem, and Yom Yishuv, we'll learn Ilchot Chanukah. I know you started. You tell me what you did already. We'll do all this. Finished?
Yeah, we have one more left. Good.
So we'll cover more. You can do it in 1 week. You can do Chanukah.
Yeah, you do every day.
Okay. On Chanukah, I probably will be teaching, why not? If you guys are here, I'll be here. So 2:30, there's no reason to go home.
Yeah.
Lighting is by 4. After, right? 4:30? 20 to 5.
You
know, excuse, yeah. That's what it's saying, by the way.
Yeah.
It won't go anywhere. Top. That's the one that's almost top. So now we're going to talk about Del Cheretz and the Seuda. So everyone's eating, listen carefully, okay?
This is still with
no, 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 we finished guests. We finished Halachas of guests. Now we're going to the Del Cheretz during the meal. Del Ashba Kaparo. Kaparo, he learned in the Pasuk. Ezoi parasha ktana shechol gufei Torah tluim ba. What's this very small parasha? The Torah, that all the most important things of the Torah depend on it. Eve omer, ze derech eretz. Derech eretz. Bechol drachecha da'ehu, this is the pasuk, bechol drachecha da'ehu, v'hui yashar chotecha. In all your ways you have to know Hashem. In all the things that you do in the world, you have to know Hashem, how to act in front of Hashem, and that specific thing that you're doing. Also in eating. Oh, Rabbi Ezra. Hashem. I like to embarrass him. Top. כך אמרו חכמים דרך ארץ קדמה לתורה. We learned that דרך ארץ קדמה לתורה. דרך ארץ comes before Torah, before the halachas. First דרך ארץ. What does דרך ארץ really mean? The way of the land, the way that people act. Also in certain places there is certain דרך ארץ, other דרך ארץ in other places. For example, in South Morocco they used to eat with their hands. That was a normal way. And in North Morocco they ate with forks and knives. Why? Because they were influenced by the French and the Europeans, whatever. The famous story about Rabbi Yaakov Abuchatzera, yeah. And he went from South Morocco to North Morocco, and someone hosted him, very nice, and they gave him to eat, and he was eating with his hands. Because that's the way they did, the way he came from. And the lady in the house was thinking, oh, he's eating like a dog. Suddenly, she started barking like a dog. She couldn't talk. True story. Oh, came to the tzaddik, what happened? Ah, she thinks that I'm a dog, that's why. Oh, she'll do tshuva. Fine, if she'll do tshuva, so I'll bring it back to normal. Okay, so you see in different places, there's different ways of derech eretz. But derech eretz comes before everything. You can't be completed in the Torah mitzvahs without behaving in derech eretz. Ba'arba'a dvarim tamidei chachamim nikarim. There's four things that tamidei chachamim, or you can recognize tamidei chachamim if you say chachamim. Bekosan, bekistan, bekaasan, ubaatifatan. Yes, it's masechet derech eretz. It's a masechet derech eretz. The end of brachas. Look, masechet derech eretz. One of the small masechtas, mishnayos. Bekosan, how do they drink from a cup? We'll learn soon the halachot. Bekaasan, anger. How do they get angry? If they get angry, what do they get angry? Yeah. Bekisan is obvious. It's a money and their, how they act with their money. And batifatan is the way they are wrapped, the way they're dressed, the way they're clothed, their external being, how do they act. Okay? During eating. Yeah, there's some people, they eat only with their khalifa and their gartel and a hat. That's how they eat. They won't sit to eat without that. Why? We have a Hashem now. What do you mean? They're serving Hashem. I'm not telling you to do that. I don't do that yet. Only on Shabbos I do. On Shabbos I try, even in the summer, to sit with everything, the shayim and everything. I read to the Rabbi, the Tanzer Rebbe. Today's, I read an article he wrote that he spoke to his Hasidim. Someone asked him. He said, it's chinuch of the children when you keep your nice garments on during the meal. At least for Kiddush, if I hope everyone does, for Kiddush at least you should. Kiddush, and after Amotzi, you can take it off. But it's good to leave your suit on, to be in Chubad. It says, "Bgadim shebishel b'hem adam alim zog b'hem kos l'rabo." It says that clothing that a person cooked with, he shouldn't serve his rebbe with the same clothing that he cooked with. Why? Because they're all dirty, right? Not nice. So we learn from here how important it is when you serve anyone to rest, like any restaurant, right? Which respects itself. A nice restaurant. The chef doesn't come out with his dirty thing to serve people. They have special people who are dressed nicely, and they serve you. Especially if you're serving a Talmid Chacham. If I go to serve Rav Shalom, I have to put on everything to be Ash Mechubad. Limdunu Chachamim. Chazal taught us that Shulchan Domeh LeMizbeach. Can that the time brachas, everyone learned this. I hope that the time when Mizamidosh was around, so the mizbeach would atone for a person. Now that we don't have Mizamidosh, the shulchan of a person atones for him. Therefore, the table that you eat on should be neat, should be set, should be clean. And Rabbeinu was makpid to eat on a mapa. Can so if you don't have a mapa, put a bag, put something. That's time on a plain table. That's a, I'm not looking at anyone. You can do whatever you want.
I'm sorry. He ate on what?
On a tablecloth. Something under.
I mean, more than just a tablecloth, or just a mat.
A mat.
Yeah. Something to separate between the table and
the food. How many things you have available?
Yeah, you have a bag. It's also good. A paper, something to. My daughter told me that in their school, they, one of the things they have to bring. Is a yeah. To put on the table. They eat the sandwich. Not that it's something dirty. It's not a sandwich. Yeah, the table. Yeah. Okay. I have on my table. I always have mapa. It's always covered all year, all week. Yeah, a lot of homes is like that. It's supposed to eat with mapa. It's some type of tablecloth. Yeah. It doesn't have to be on the whole table. Just a table. A mat is also good.
You need a mat and a tablecloth if you're eating dairy.
If you're eating dairy, what do you mean? If it depends what your tablecloth is. If usually you eat flay shakes and tablecloth flay shakes, use a tablecloth. Your mat for milking.
Normally,
if you usually eat.
We normally keep hard except for Shabbos.
So you can do whatever you want. With without. Also by us, it's not part of my tablecloth. Is part of I never put anything on it. I eat part of usually. Top. It's a cat's walk. They're not kosher. It's a problem. Very important. You serve yourself or other people. Clean cups. A lot of times the cups is after the husband cleaned them, and you know how they look, right? Every week my wife tells me, it's not clean. I guess you washed it.
I try. I mean, even
but you can't see. What are you saying?
No, I actually, we actually had a course.
Let your daughters clean the cups. What?
We were blindfolded.
Were you?
They blindfolded us, and they taught us how to do dishes.
Without breaking them.
Without breaking them.
That's a good thing to learn when you can't see. Yeah, my wife knows exactly which cups I wash, which cups she washes. It looks cutlery, the same thing. Can we do? But anyways, even if you just you and your wife sitting to eat, it should be neat. Table neat. You eat neat. Also, it's good for your digestion of a person when he's neat. Neat in his mind and neat in the table. It's hard when you have children and everything's all over the place. But, should try. Yeah. Even if you're eating alone. You're eating alone also. Neat. You're eating with Hashem. What do you mean? Eating alone?
Not alone.
Oh, turn off the computer.
What computer? Ezra, your computer.
No, that's what I'm saying. When you're eating, turn off your computer.
Yeah. No, but mine is the music also. My the CD player broke. Here we go.
And the commission name is just so, typing while eating.
To focus, what do you mean? You're eating, you should serve Hashem. טוב, שלא להזר בשעת האכילה בידיים, אלא לכל הסכום מלבד. In our days that everyone eats with a fork and knife everywhere around the world. So, it's better to use, if it's possible, to use a fork and knife, yeah? And even if you do use your fingers, for example, you're eating wings and you use your fingers, so don't take the wings like that. You take them with the tips of your hand and you can eat them instead of and that's to lick your fingers afterwards like I teach my kids to do. my daughter says he's dirty. I said it's not nice. I'm saying it's not nice. When you're 2 years old it's okay, no? When you're 2 years old it's fine. Yeah, so it's good to have a napkin next to you, and you, even if you do eat some things with your fingers, wash your hands right afterwards. To wipe your hands or wash them right afterwards. Okay. Yesh leimana. By the way, it's Ben Ish Chai. I'm not saying this. It's Ben Ish Chai. Yesh leimana miachnis lapech atichot ulegimot gdolot shel ochel hamoshke mizayer lebayit erucha bagadim hapanim vazakan. So a person should not put in his mouth big chunks of food, a little piece of food, and when he drinks, not to go with bigger gobbles. Think, it's a Gemara says this. It's a Gemara, and to be careful not to dirty our clothing. I found that, and your face and the beard and everything. Some people tell me, "Oh, you have something on the beard." I'm saving it for later. I'd be hungry. I don't know. Kitzel to be neat. Some say you can grow a beard only after you're married, because then your wife will tell you. Otherwise, you know, you could walk around something dangling off your beard. So, okay. Rav Ofer Erez, Shlita, he has a CD, he talks about his food. He says, you're trying to work on Tavas Achila. He said, you're holding a fork. If you look at someone, he's holding a fork. It's glued to his hand. He can't let it down. It has to be glued to his hand. It's glued to his hand. Eat. Put it down. Wait a second. Kitzel. En lechol b'meirut. Don't eat fast. Ve'yesh lema'et ba'ashmat kolot aleisa. Try not to make too much noises when you do it. Like it's a crazy the soup. Right? All kinds of... noises when you're chewing and stuff.
Speaking about don't eat fast, they've actually done studies and found out that you'll digest your food better and you'll have better hunger management if you eat slowly.
Okay, betach. It's true. Also, the way you eat, some tzaddikim, they've never been down to their plate. There's stories like that. They eat like this. So we're going to bow down to the food. I'm not telling you to do this, not halacha. You can eat regular. It's a derech eretz. Not laugh. I didn't. So, where do we eat? We learned this already once. Where do we eat? Where to eat? It says in the Gemara, in Kiddushin, in the Braita, Ha'ochel bashuk dome le kelev. One who eats in the market, eat like a dog. Someone who eats in the market.
Is it in like public, like walking on the street?
Yes. Anywhere public. So, yeah, we'll see in a second, yeah. על כן אין לאכול פת או עוגות ברחובה של עיר מקום שבני אדם רבים עוברים ושבים. Therefore you shouldn't eat bread and burekas and cookies and stuff like that in the middle of the street people walking by. But other foods, you're having an apple, you're having a fruit, you're having that bestedah, you're allowed to eat in the street. So I always wondered, Ken, there's some restaurants with a big chalon rava, the whole thing is a window. And you're sitting there eating, and everyone's looking at you. I would feel very uncomfortable. I never eat in these places. I would feel very uncomfortable. It's not comfortable, Masazim. Everyone is passing by. It's not like only people in the restaurant are looking at you. I mean, they're not looking at you, they see you. But people from the outside are looking at you. I don't know if it's considered eating the shuk or not. I don't know. But I definitely feel that there's something. We spoke about this when Mekam Nachman was here. Okay. I don't know if it's a halacha problem, it could be also, but it's definitely a derech eretz problem. Eating in these places where everyone on the street gets to you eat. So I remember Kalman Nachman, he said, but if I'm eating inside, like on the side, so it's gonna be there.
Maybe in the back, away from the window.
Yeah, away from the window, not right out the window. People don't rush.
Well, somebody's in a store and they're looking for a pair of shoes. They have a bag of nuts with them, and they're
nuts. We said it's fine.
What?
Nuts is good.
Or it's cookies or something, or a drink.
So if you're in,
they're in a store and they're looking around. They
right. So drink is not a problem either. We'll see in a second about drink. Main problem is bread and cookies. There's no nuts. Yeah, that you don't
need
in the street.
Shouldn't do it.
You don't need in the street. You don't need in public.
It's considered the public. Like considered eating in public.
Listen, if you eat in a store, which is less public, so you're a dog with manners. Yeah, if you eat in a mamash in the public, it's even worse. Derechet, oh yeah, Tamid Chacham olam leuchal elam beto al shulchano elam ken betzor gadol. A Tamid Chacham should always eat in his house on his table. So here is your house; everyone can eat here. Yeah, we live here. Here you eat, and not in a falafel shop.
What about coffee?
Coffee is not eat. Eat is, what do we say eat? Bread and mezonot. Coffee is mezonot in your house?
No.
Good.
What do you mean? You shouldn't go to a shop, pull up a place where you can sit down and shouldn't eat?
You could. Because you're not considered a Talmid Chacham. But Rav Elgod, if he goes now to...
He's not going
to
do that.
He won't do that. He's a Rav. Me, who am I? I'm nothing. I read you the book. I'm not a Talmid Chacham. I eat falafel in the store. Sometimes. Can?
But the pizza.
Can
pizza?
Should
you sit there and eat pizza?
Avelgod won't do that, I promise you. Unless it's like a restaurant, maybe it's different. Maybe.
Unless what?
Maybe it's different if it's in a fancy restaurant, I don't know. But Rabbanim, big Rabbanim, I never saw Rabbi Shokoyim go to a restaurant. Or to a coffee shop, or to. I never saw. I'm not saying it's wrong or right. I didn't say you're not to do it. He said, I read. תמידי חכמי ובני תמיד חכם לעולם לא יאכל אלא בבתו השולחנו. כן. But I guess if you're in a private place it's different, yeah?
Okay.
If you're in a big place it's a problem.
A kiddush at a shul.
No, that's besides like, oh, what's the problem?
It's not public. There's people around you.
Yeah, but it's a simcha, it's not a wedding. What are you doing at a wedding?
How could you eat in a wedding?
It's a yeah, simcha.
Exactly. But
you're not eating in public on the street.
At a wedding, you're sitting
public
down.
Public is on the street.
Okay.
Soon we'll talk about standing up or sitting down. Derech eretz, not to eat or drink standing up. Right? That's what it says here. It's derech eretz. But today, people are not very careful about it. Right? But you should try to be careful about it. And in a lot of places, a lot of kiddushes, they do have seating, only seating. In the Hasidic world, everyone, they all sit down. No one stands. It's only in the American world, corrupted American world, where they make a bar and all the men and women gather together in a little room and mix together and they eat off the tables. Only in the American world.
Yeah,
in the Jewish world, it's not so common. Right? You go to shul, you see a kiddush.
At prum weddings, you're right, but at non-prum weddings in Israel, it's a big mixture.
No, I'm talking about the bars standing
the bar,
up.
That's what I mean. Before the wedding starts, they have a big bar of food.
Even my wedding, they had a bar of food.
And the men and women are the same?
Yeah, it's a problem. We had two.
One. I mean, when they were at the Shabbos kiddush chef.
Then they are, right, so everyone's standing. It's not.
Everyone's standing.
It's not the best thing. It's definitely not the best
thing. I mean, the only thing they have is like a Kugel or Beasley's.
It's better to sit in that situation. It's better.
Oh, I will kiddush.
I normally don't.
What about chamutzim? They're not pickles? Kugel, is that?
Just Kugel.
Kugel and Beasley's.
You know, maybe a few cookies for the kids.
That's why they don't have sitting. That's why they don't have sitting, because they don't have a normal kiddush. So, anyways. Yeah, that's what you need to be. It's good. That's what it needs to be. It's very nice.
Isn't it also that we should say a bracha when we're sitting down? We say shakol.
Shakol?
If
you could. Mezona is more chashuv to sit for. Shakol, you don't have to sit for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better,
yeah. You let us say shakol. You let us say shakol. Walking even.
There's levels.
Yeah, sitting down. The point is that when you're sitting, usually you can concentrate a lot.
Yeah, right.
But mezonot is also a thing of a kavius of a meal. Okay.
Maybe we should say standing is asher yatzar, right? Asher yatzar, we should say standing.
Doesn't say to say standing.
If we say I share it, so
you can also say it's standing.
You can say it's sitting down.
You can also say it's sitting down. Yeah.
Not better to say standing?
No. Usually you're standing.
Yeah.
Better to say when you're standing and stopping as opposed to walking.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. It's better to stop than to walk, but you don't have to stop. Yeah. טוב, אמינא כיום לשתות מים ושאר משקים בפני רבים. בין בשעת סעודה, בין שלא בשעת סעודה, it says, don't drink it in public. But in our days, you're allowed to drink water in public, and by coffee, no one's makpid on this, and therefore it's not derech eretz, it's fine. The derech eretz is, you're allowed to drink in public in our days. Ken?
Is it better to drink from a cup than just to take the bottle and...
They say if you drink from a bottle like that, your kids will be chutzpidik. Always better to drink from a cup than from a bottle or from a can or from a, better to drink from a cup. That's all right. So I'm not looking at anyone. Each one can do whatever you want. I'm not saying anything. What?
Have they drunk at a soccer stadium?
At a who?
Soccer stadium, like Teddy. Do the people like?
See, some people.
How many thoughts apply to it?
Well, if a frum person is not going to the soccer.
No, sometimes exactly. They have events. Al Vadia Latzal is to
Rick.
My wife always takes cups with us. She always takes cups. Always.
Mine also.
She says they don't drink from a bottle, has it? You have no choice. You only have a bottle, so you drink from the bottle. What?
That's all I had last night working. Just the bottle.
You. What did he say?
That's all I had last night.
I'm not saying.
Find a cup.
You're not going to get him for this. I'm not here to say everyone's a tzaddik or not. I'm just here to say that Allah has, and each one will start working on
it. And even if we're going to Gehenna, Rabbi Nachman's going to pull us off our pace.
You know the story that someone told Rabbi Nathan of Bresta that he's going to go to Gehenna? So he said, yeah, you're right. I don't care if I go to Gehenna. He says, what? See, yeah, I'm going to say one Torah of Rabbeinu, and all the tzaddikim will come to Gehenna to hear, and it will be Gan Eden over there. Rabbi Nathan said. לימדה תורה דרך ארץ שלא יראה אדם בני הבריאות כרעבתן. The Torah teaches us דרך ארץ in the Gemara we learned in Beitza that a person people who see a person eat or drink, he won't look like he's a ravtan. A ravtan is someone who has a very strong urge to eat. Okay? ולא יאכל דרך רבתנות, not to eat in that way. על כן לא יבצע או יאחוז פרוסה גדולה מקבצה. Therefore, a person should not cut a bread or hold a piece of bread in his hand bigger than a ביצה. קבצה. כן, ויוכל אפילו יוכל, כן.
It looks like what?
That's the word.
Like a glutton.
For Shabbos, I thought we were supposed to cut big pieces.
Shabbos is a different. Cover Shabbos Kodesh during the week. And also another thing. We eat sandwiches today, right? So you let her hold the sandwich in your hand. Okay? You let her hold the pita bread in your hand. You left. Okay? But I remember my Rebbe in class, he said, don't eat like that, the sandwich. He always used to tell us, eat like that. Take off.
I've told you that also.
Okay, I remember my Rebbe in school said it. In the name of the Lord.
So pull out pieces of food.
Yeah.
But sometimes you have a. That's why the whole thing of falafel and shawarma is a bit messy. You understand?
That's why I'm down there. It's cool. Yeah. Outside. That's why they serve it in the back.
You what?
Serve it in the back.
But still, you have to do. You don't take a piece of bread. Take a piece off, put it back in the main dish. Yeah, everyone knows that. You're Americans, fine, set up. Teach that to your kids also.
You put it back in the bread basket?
No, yeah. Dip. Like, don't double dip.
It's yeah. Not any stuff like that. It's not the cheret.
What's
that?
Take a bite of a chip and then dip back in the salsa.
Yeah.
Double
dipping?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
My kids make fun of me.
Yeah, you should do that. It's gross.
Putting it on your own plate, you can't do that.
And
put it on your
own plate.
Services.
No, I'm running out. What was
it?
1 second. Wait, that's the only my part. My other part is
official business.
Yeah, I understand, obviously. Beautiful. Yeah. So happy. You have a date for the wedding?
Mitzvah will be
Yudadal. I hear that's good.
Yeah,
Israeli American.
What do you mean?
She's
Canadian.
Canadian, English. Very nice, beautiful. Yeah. Tough, I'll catch up with you.
Yeah,
beautiful. Ah, so happy. Baruch Hashem, it was worth it to wait.
No. Hey, once you told me that you've been to Uman, she's a Kabul, a guy can go for Hashem, I said, let's just.
Okay, let's say we can close everything.
There you go. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
Emmanuel. So happy. Oh, Hashem. He called me all the day. I didn't get back to him. Yes, he came all the way here to tell me. Oh, Hashem. Very nice. Hashem, I'm so happy. The guys are getting married. The guys are... It was stuck. Emmanuel Newman. It was stuck for a while in the yeshiva. There were all kinds of young boys there. Went, came. Baruch Hashem, I get it. What's that?
We need a bigger classroom.
Someone gonna
on the website. Come to the shishiva. Come to Pritch.
You get married. It's a
zgula. Where? I put that on the website.
When you drink a cup, you don't drink the whole cup at once.
Shot.
Depends on how big the cup is. Either do twice or three times. It's halacha. Derech Eretz. If it's a shot glass, so beseder, you're allowed to drink it at once. Yeah? But if you have a bigger cup, a cup like Ezra's cup, you definitely need more than even four times, I would say. It's big.
Yeah.
Four. It's a big cup. Look, you know how much it has in it? Look how big it is.
It's 100 cc. 100 milliliters.
No, more? What do you mean? It's over 250 at least.
Is this now house there a heritage? Maybe it's a sakana.
It might also be a sakana.
It's a sakana, I think Mara says.
I think it's there a heritage.
Also sakana. It
could be also sakana, I don't know. Yeah, the Gemara says, I don't know.
Yeah.
Bach? I don't remember this. It's not the cheretz to finish everything on your plate to the last little bit. It's the cheretz to leave a little bit. Rabbeinu is makpid on this, by the way. I have a friend.
You
don't have to leave a lot.
You cannot eat anything.
No. If you leave, let's say a cucumber.
They fill it up again.
A cucumber?
They fill it up again.
What do you mean? So you leave it. You leave it.
Well, leave a whole thing. That's
what's the meaning for that? That's because they said that you're not supposed to waste food.
Yeah,
you're
like about
that. No, but it's very little. It's very little.
So why waste? Like, if you could eat it and not be in blood, and
it's not considered baltashkis because it's not an amount of food. Very little. You have a salad.
Less than a kazayas, you're talking
then? It's very, very little. A little piece.
But of each different kind of food.
But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you could eat it all.
Is what?
On Shabbos and Yom Tov, you could eat everything.
You shouldn't do it?
You don't have to leave.
But if you do it, maybe it's going to be borer.
Borer? Why borer?
You're separating out.
Not separating anything. You're eating. Yeah. That's what's left.
No, you want to do it, and you have in mind, I'm going to leave this little bit.
No, you don't leave. You don't move it aside. You eat and you leave it on the plate. What's the big deal?
Eat first. Don't do
but
it.
But on Shabbos, anyways, you don't have to
don't
leave.
Don't move it away first.
No, on Shabbos, you don't have to leave anything. You can eat all.
I know you don't have to. Yeah.
Yeah. We said we don't look at the face of a person who's eating. You don't look at his plate. Of course, we learned that already.
You don't look at the person you're eating with
while he's eating. While he's busy, he's a. He's working. Look at his face. How does it hurt? If you need to cut a piece of meat. What?
What about your wife on Shabbos? You have a conversation.
Besedel. If she's eating and you're your wife and you're good friends, besedel. But if it's someone who you feel uncomfortable, that's the point. Now, if you have a big piece of meat, right? So you don't. Take the piece, put it in your mouth, and pull in order to cut it.
Yeah.
You use a nut.
Everything that I do.
Yeah. You want me to read it? האוכל חתיכת בשר או קציצה גדולה, תשמע אברהם, האוכל חתיכת בשר או קציצה גדולה מן ההכניסה כולה לפה, אין חותכים אותה באמצעות השיניים, אלא בכלי האכילה. You think you made it up? It's a מערשה. And ברוכס, דף חס עמוד בייס. I guess it was more common then.
Yeah, you had forks and knives.
In Europe, they had.
Not
1,000 years ago
or something?
It's not 1,000 years ago. 300 years ago.
It's better to tear it apart with your hands.
Could be. So, b'seder yofi. Avdol Hashem, we'll continue this later. I don't know when, but later. And then we